So who is the funniest comedian in America right now? I mean, you can argue so many different people. Is it Bill Burr? Is it Louis C.K.? Chappelle? I mean, you can go all over the place. I mean, who could it possibly be? I mean, there's a lot of funny people out there. Jim Norton, Bert Kreischer. I mean, there's so many funny people. Yeah. Bobby Kelly, you know, Maurice Chauvin. I mean, there's some funny, funny comics out there. But the funniest person in America right now, and it was funny that you said that Tim Dillon tweeted out that this is the guy that the only person that deserves
only
a comedy
comic
special.
That deserves a comedy special.
It's so true. The funniest person in America today is our president, Donald Trump. This guy is crushing it. He is killing it. And if you're listening to me and you're a super lefty, don't freak out, okay? All right? Don't be like, I knew it. He owns an AR-15. He loves Trump. I hate you, fat jerk off. And then just trash me and never listen to the show again. No, I love entertainment. I love it. And this guy's entertaining. I don't care what side you fall on. If you think he's not entertaining, you don't know entertainment.
Then I think he's the funniest president we've ever had.
Hands down.
I mean, I don't go that far back, but I can't imagine anybody being funnier than this.
What about when... Oh, if we had video when Taft got stuck in his bathtub, that would have been awesome.
Yeah, but that was like by mistake. He wasn't really a showman. He was just a fat man.
I know.
Yeah.
Got him, fatso. Oh, that would have been great, though. Yeah, so Trump, he's killing it. Like, he is taking all of this, all of the Democratic debate stuff, and I don't even think he's using writers. I think this is him.
No one is writing this in his script.
He's so good, and he's so good, like, at roasting and just the things he's doing. And what people are going to find inappropriate, I guess the next thing is short people are going to start protesting now. Not that you'd be able to see them doing it, but, yeah, they're going to start protesting. You have some audio of the funniest person in America?
Oh, I sure do.
Oh, man, this is great stuff. And we got to play the Biden audio that made me laugh on the toilet today very, very hard. I felt so awkward. I'm in the bathroom in the S-Box on the other side of the house, and I'm laughing watching this that Will posted, and Leah's like, are you laughing in the bathroom? Yeah, I am. Do it all the time.
You ready?
Yeah.
Those burning embers, and then she started, but ultimately she failed. She's gone, so. But she was really mean to Minnie Mike. I'll tell you, the way she treated her.
You just called him Minnie Mike if you missed that.
Bloomberg is Minnie Mike. And look, listen to the timing. Now, when I say he's the funniest man, it's not just the content, not just what he's saying. His comedic timing, the way he paces his taglines, everything. He's like a seasoned veteran comedian. He really sounds good.
He knows what he's doing. And he's had plenty of practice.
Yeah.
He's hitting a stage a couple times a day sometimes.
A lot of mics.
Yeah.
I didn't know what hit him. He's going, oh, get me off of this stage. Get me off.
And this is bad for radio, but what he's doing is he's dipping down low on the podium as if to not reach the mic because he's making fun of short Mr. Michael Bloomberg.
Is Bloomberg 5'4"?
5'8".
5'8"?
Yeah, but listen, most people that run for president are pretty tall.
Yeah, Trump's tall as hell.
I think he's like 6'2 or something. I could be wrong.
When he was up there doing a coronavirus update the other day, he was towering over everybody on stage.
Yeah, most presidents are tall. Let's see. How tall is Trump? I'm going to guess 6'2".
I think he's 6'5", Trump.
What do you think?
He looks 6'4", 6'5", to me. Yeah.
He is 6'3".
Okay. That's a pretty tall guy.
No, that's very tall.
Yeah.
That's very tall as far as averages tall.
Mo is 6'2 or 6'3", right?
Barack Obama, who I thought was taller, is 6'1".
No, that's a good size man. 6'1's good.
Bernie Sanders, 6 feet tall.
That's pretty good.
Even with his,
slumped over like
his
that?
His osteoporosis or whatever. Yeah.
He used to be 6'8".
Yeah, so Trump is taller than all of them. I always thought Barack Obama was like 6'4 or something. But.
Yeah, that's the one thing that, like, obviously being fat is a negative for me, but the thing that I wish more than anything is that I could have been a taller person, my entire life, because it does have, like, this, authoritative kind of sense. Like, when you're tall, people respect you more. It's just a thing. You tower over them. Like, when Zane walks in the room, he's my son, and I want to ask him for permission to drive my own car somewhere.
Sure.
You know,
yeah. The dominance thing.
Yeah.
The tallest U.S. president, do you know who it was?
Tallest U.S. president was Abraham Lincoln.
Beautiful. Correct. Do you know how tall he was?
He was tall. I believe he was 6'5".
6'4".
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so
close enough.
So Trump is right up there.
Yeah, man.
The shortest president, venture a guess?
Shortest president was FDR. He was in a chair.
cute, but wrong. I'm
sorry. Technically, probably right. But
yeah.
Yeah.
Any other wrong. Guesses?
He was the
fourth president of the United States.
Madison. Adams.
Correct. Madison.
Oh, I got Madison. It.
Okay.
Sorry.
Well, do you want to guess how tall?
Shut up.
Don't
bitch.
Take this away from him, Will. He doesn't have much. Do you want to guess how tall he was?
Fight everybody in this room. 5'3".
5'4".
Close enough. Off.
Good job.
Jerk offs, bitch. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Do we have any more comedy?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll just play the rest of it.
Oh, yeah.
And then he mouths, it's true.
I love the way
that's
he does that.
Like, he goes, it's true.
It's true. It's true. It's true. It's true.
I put it on the Johnny B. Show Facebook Thank page you. If you want to check it out. For you. Yeah, this is one thing that drives me insane. Like, I get mad when people just deny objective reality.
Right.
Like, when you say Trump's funny and they go, oh, well, is grabbing people by the pee funny? And you go,
really could be in the right setting.
Sure, I suppose could that could be true.
It
but like,
could be.
No, obviously, I'm not talking about sexual assault. I'm talking about this type of stuff.
Yes.
And people would just deny that and be like, no, he's not funny at all.
Well, they did that with Louis. They did that with Louis. Like, comedians, like real comedians, like famous comedians were saying, yeah, well, Louis is never funny to me anyway. You're wrong. You're wrong. Yeah. You idiot.
He's a liar.
Yeah.
So yeah, your politics are more important to you than fun.
Yeah,
than jokes.
Than fun.
And that's your job. Screw you. I think that's why a lot of comedians hate Trump is because he is so funny.
Right.
And I think they admire it because most comedians, like a lot of these modern ones, are not funny.
Right.
I don't know. I don't. They're like diversity hires or I went through the. I'm serious, dude. I went through Comedy Central stand-up Instagram and there was some good stuff in there peppered in. But I'm watching some of these clips, and I'm just like, this, to me, like, comedy is subjective.
I totally get
that. To me, this was just stunk. There was no punchlines, no jokes. It was just talking about being, it was like, I'm gay. That's going to be a sound clip now. Great.
Yes.
But damn it. But, you know, stuff like that. Or I'm a lady. And you're just like,
there's
oh,
another one.
Geez. Yeah.
No, I know. It's like they're looking for what Andrew Schultz calls clapter. Not like a not laughing,
yes,
but
yes,
clapter.
Exactly.
Like
yeah,
that's right. It's just virtue signaling.
I agree.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You're right, 100%.
And that is what half of Comedy Central. I'm like, what happened to Comedy Central? I mean, it used to be at least diverse with like what people were going like
the
what
content.
The content used to be. Now it's just they're really trying to push these bumps.
I'm telling you,
if you get a chance, go through comedy. I think it's Comedy CC Stand Up or something on Instagram.
I've done it.
It's poo-poo. Bobo as hell.
Look, what I think comedy should do, it should create almost a spastic reaction to where you can't help but laugh. Like, it makes...
It's guttural.
It makes you
you're
laugh.
You're just like, oh, my God.
It's an uncontrollable emotional response. Like, you can't not laugh. That's what comedy is. You shouldn't have to think about it and then decide, you know what? I'm going to laugh for this person. They say something, you... Like the Biden audio that we're going to play here in a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I saw that, I blurted out on the toilet and laughed. That's what I want comedy to do. That's what I want to...
The difference with that is that Trump was trying to be funny. Biden's campaigning for president, and it was funny because it was so embarrassing for
him. Either way, but...
Still funny, yeah.
Yeah, either way.
I mean, I love watching people, you know, embarrass themselves publicly. I mean, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it is a type of comedy, but it's like a... I'm laughing at you, not with you.
Of course.
In comedy, you're laughing with them. Like you're pointing out some sort of hypocrisy, and you're like, oh my God, we do that. That's crazy. Why do we do that?
How hard did you laugh at Oprah falling?
Oh
my
so
God.
So fast.
Very, very hard.
It was the same thing. Like you're not supposed to laugh at a person injuring themselves, possibly. But the fact that she was talking about balance, she said.
It was too perfect.
And when she hit the ground, she hit it hard. Mm-hmm. I laughed, and I watched. How many times did you watch it?
Well, here's the thing. Like, on the Mike Calta show, they had a video where it was, like, a repeat, almost like a, like, they auto-tuned her scream.
Oh, really?
So it was like, and then you're just, like, laughing over and over again. Man. That was pretty good.
What was so great about the Oprah thing, too, was she was talking about balance, too. So that was just, there was some ironicism in it. And it
were you here, like, 40 seconds ago?
Yes.
Anyway, maybe
Wait,
I'm having
I miss
a stroke.
That? Did you bring
yeah,
that up?
He said that.
I said she was talking about
balance. I agree with you, Johnny. That's good.
Dude, I thought maybe I had a stroke. I don't know what just happened. Yeah, but I manually rewound it like over and over again with my finger and just kept laughing and laughing. And then I thought to myself, how many times can I keep laughing at this thing? And I did like 40 in a row, and then I had to like go back to my life. But I'm sorry, it's funny. But there'll be people that go, oh, you really? You think a lady falling down is funny?
And it came out of nowhere.
I know.
Like, she was totally fine, and then it was just like, and she just fell over.
What's your favorite somebody falling?
Oh, I got a story. This one almost caused a breakup for me. I was walking down Twig Street, downtown Tampa, going to the courthouse to pay a traffic ticket with an ex. This is back in the 90s. And walking straight down the road, and there was steps coming down from one of the courthouse doorways. Do you remember how Uncle Phil would throw Jazzy out of the house on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air?
Like by the neck?
It would just show him fly out of the front door.
Literally throwing him out.
Yeah. It was like somebody took a catapult and shot an old lady out that door. Because I don't know what she did on the first step. I didn't get to see it. But by the time I turned my head, she missed the first five steps and tumbled down the next five steps and landed in front of me like a giant sack of potatoes. And I tried not to laugh. I really held it in for like 4 seconds. And then I couldn't. And the whole crowd around me gasping for her safety, they thought I was the devil. Like, and the girl I was dating, she didn't talk to me for like a week. Like, she didn't. And the more I tried to make up with her, I'm like, I'm really sad. I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah. Every time she would say something, like the next day, she goes, I just don't know how you could do that. Her face hit the cement. I'm like, I know. It bounced like a basketball. She's like, I don't want to talk to you. Hung up on me. We didn't talk to me for like, this happened for like a week straight. She go, so, are you over it? Are you going to keep laughing at old people falling down? And I go, look, I'm so sorry, okay? She's like, I was just so worried she was dead. I go, I'll talk to you tomorrow! And just hung up. It was so bad.
It's so funny, especially sometimes when they're old, but I prefer young people just because you know that they'll be okay.
Yeah.
Like people slipping on ice or like drunk girls in heels.
Toddlers
are great because they just get so upset because they suck at walking.
And they're pliable. They don't even break.
Yeah, they're totally fine. Yeah, but it's just so funny to see someone who's usually, because when you're falling, you have zero control.
I know.
So you can't be cool. No one can cool fall. You're just like, you look completely like an asshole. You're just completely out of control.
You're completely helpless.
Yes.
You're a newborn baby when you do that publicly. Yeah.
I've done it myself. I've fallen down so many times in
public. I've never seen it.
Oh, it's great. Because I'm a weeble wobble. Like, I'm so rounded on every edge. When I fall, I have learned to fall like a stunt person to where I'll just kind of roll up, you know? I don't hit real hard, but.
A seesaw?
Oh my! I was, when I first started doing comedy, I was outside the improv, and I was like 480 pounds. Like,
I believe
it. Real fat. Real fat. And I busted ass, like, on the brick road in front of, like, on 8th Avenue. I missed the curb a little bit, and I ate it so hard. And my brother was with me, right? James, who deals poker at the Hard Rock, my biggest fan. He's with me. You think he's going to, like, reach down, help me get up? He's pointing. And
that's what he should do.
He's leading the laughter. And I'm out of breath. Like, I knocked the wind out of my big-ass self. Like, and I'm laying there like a giant wounded manatee. And the whole, like, there's 30 people laughing at me. I'm laughing at
it. Isn't that dangerous at that size to fall? Because it's just like
dangerous for the road.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm fine. But no, I mean, obviously I lived through it. But the embarrassment was a real thing.
Yeah.
And then trying to get up when you're that big and you're hurt, like my leg, I thought I broke my leg.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah.
So you're trying to evaluate your status. You're like, all right, do I try to get up right now or do I just lay here? Should I put parking cones around me and like wait for like...
Traffic just goes around.
Like, what are
around
we
this fat ass, let's go. Traffic, let's go.
Yeah, this thing's bleeding. I kind of just sucked it up, got up, and just dusted myself off. I'm like, yeah, that's right. That's what I do.
You ever done it getting on stage?
No.
You know who did?
Yes.
Who?
David Wayne.
Yes. Yes.
Ew, birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. There's video.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh, is there video?
Was he shirtless when it happened?
I heard about it, and I don't need to see a video. I can see it in my head.
Oh no, it's better in your head
all the time. Yeah. But oh my God, what a nightmare that would be when you, and then you have to go do stand up for, which is already one of the most grueling things you can do.
You're clearly
in the world.
Not even good at it. You can't even stand up, dumbass.
Oh, and you're just so embarrassed, and you're nervous.
Well, it's not bad for him. That was the best laugh he's ever gotten.
Yeah, there you go.